You're listening to Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet. Live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios of Iowa Public Radio, it's Brother Trucker. Brother Trucker live on Studio One tonight. Welcome back to Studio One.
Glad to be back. Thank you.
It's been a while since we've had you on. Of course, Brother Trucker is no stranger to Iowa Public Radio airwaves. And the band has been around for a while. If you had to give like a short history of Brother Trucker, Andy speaking right now, what would you say?
I've known the guy playing guitar next to me since I was 6 years old. We were in a band before we could even actually play instruments. So Brother Trucker's been around since we could actually formulate bad band names. And so, that's how it started. But we've been releasing albums in Iowa proudly since 2000. Allow Kevin Hoke was with us then. And that's the short version.
So the way things move so quickly in the world of music, you're virtually an Iowa institution then.
Or we should be institutionalized.
Just being around. Being around as long as you have, I mean.
Well, yep, they can't get rid of us, so.
Well, we're here for the music. It's Brother Trucker.
All right.
Tavern out on Halloween Bay. Two big boys took the talk outside. Whole bar empties out to watch the fight. Standing in a circle, going 3 feet deep. Duckers in the bowls, in a blessed tea. Since that woman don't look at my man that way. sit in the saber stop boots to the Puga and the Pain. Here, let me help you out with that train. Dance floors turn into a boxing ring. I got $10 on the girl wearing rings. Stuck is in the bone, spilling blood, spitting tea. Yeah, I said, what are you gonna do? Say drunk number one to the drunk number two. Let me make sure that my friend heard you too. He's the one that's fighting instead of you, know.
Song is called I Like It.
I like that too. I think I'm starting to like it. answer you to say your stress is today.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. And you're listening to Iowa Public Radio's Studio One with Brother Trucker live in our Cedar Falls studios. I heard album number 5 is coming along.
Yeah, we are right in the middle of it right now. We're just finishing things up. We see light at the end of the tunnel. So, yeah.
So you can't tell us when it's going to be out or
that would be
like
silly.
That.
You know, we've yeah, made that mistake so many times in the past that we're just going to say that we have another one coming, I swear. So, yeah.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, we hope so.
Let's hear more. Brother Trucker. Right.
Bring it back. What you think it's
Georgia. This is the bump in the road. You get a caught up on a turner, you get lucky, then you might make parole. I said nobody knows, but the store that you spent, it ain't holding up nothing but holes. I wanna ask her once about what happened that night, and we can leave it right here along the side of the road.
From our very first CD, we still play this one just about every show.
St. Alphonse's. He was missing both his shoes with some broken teeth responses. Blood is stained glass light, busted into pieces on the ground. The arresting officer familiar with the situation picked him up a day before at this notorious location. Took pity on the boy with the black eyes lying on the ground. He lives downtown on the cold hard ground. Since his folks found out, he lives downtown. Nathan is a veteran of the Army or the Navy, but don't you ever call him on it, and don't you ever call him crazy. The first thing he taught him was you never turn your back out on the street. The last thing he taught him was you never turn your back out on the street. When you live downtown on the cool hard ground, since his folks found them, he lives downtown. Steps out in front of St. Alphonse's. He was missing both his shoes with some whiskey breath responses. Pity on the boy with the black eyes lying on the ground. He lives downtown on the cold hard ground. Says his folks found out. Folks found out.
Thank you.
It's Brother Trucker live on Studio One tonight. You guys are from Des Moines. You've been around for a while. Is there an Iowa sound?
Is there an Iowa sound or song?
Sound.
Sound, I think so, yeah. You know, Mike and I and Matt are actually, we claim the whole state because we grew up in Davenport. And Matt, he's a Bettendorf kid, but we say he's from Davenport. He was born in Davenport, so we accept him. It's a town right next door, right? And Tony, who works here tonight, we met, is also a Quad City guy. But so we've got the East Side cover. Jim Viner's an Iowa City guy. Lyle Hoag on bass. I guess we're announcing everybody. He's Ankeny. And yeah, I think there's an Iowa sound, you know. I grew up, the music that really got me writing songs was Iowa musicians. Bo Ramsey, David Zolo, High and Lonesome, Greg Brown, of course, Dave Moore. So those are the guys that I always aspire to when I'm writing in my head.
All right. Where can we catch you live these days?
We are. Actually, you know, through the kindness of public radio, it was Java Blend that came and visited us with Ben Kiefer at El Bait Shop. We're there. I believe that they advertised too. But we were there with them for Java Blend. We're there the first Wednesday of every month, and proudly so.
And you're here tonight?
Yeah.
Brother Trucker.
This song is from my nephew, Bobby. He's a freshman at UNI. I'm very proud he's going to school here. This is one of my favorite colleges that we get to play, college areas we get to play. So this is a song about a little brother who grows up to be a big, strong man. It was written before Bobby was even born, and it's about a kid named Jake.
through the front door. There's someone staggering, hiding out on Brady Street. Someone's not welcomed here anymore. You see her little brother Jacob's not so small no more. He barely used to come up to her knee. But when his mama saw the bruises that she could no longer hide, Jay took off just like lightning down the street. From Lyndon Johnson Elementary, where she worked at the drugstore across the street. People used to say his mama sure looked awfully young, but his mama worked the graveyard shift till 3. Broken glass spread out like the stars above in a cloudless sky. There's something lying crumpled in a heap. There's 4 lanes of traffic stopped tonight on Brady Street. Drinks waiting around to talk to the police.
It's summertime, and everybody in Brother Chuck is very happy that it's baseball season again. Even if we just get to listen to it on the radio, there's something very soothing about it. When I was a kid, a lot of my favorite baseball players were usually based on how cool their uniforms looked, like the Astros and like the Pirates when they got all funky in the 70s. And I liked the names of certain players, and one that always stuck out to me and who was just a great humanitarian as well as a fellow named Roberto Clemente. And he gets named referenced in this next song called Bonita.
Thank you.
children and adults alike. They had him moving to his old farmhouse the same New Year's Day Roberto Clemente died. Bonita, she was a big bone girl, but she was jackrabbit fast. And she could throw a hard ball like a boy, just like the way her daddy showed her how. But she never dare mention his name, because Pat would always say, oh, where the hell is he now? Drinking wine, the only days he ever did that were the ones that ended with a Y. And what's the difference from day to night? We're talking pitch black to broad daylight. Had a barn window that was strikes on high. She used to let her fastballs fly straight and let her sad thoughts float away like butterflies. And Pappy keeps on the corner name, and Benita just keeps on throwing strikes.
Thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer. Also thanks to Tony Daner and Al Scherz. I'm Mark Simmet, and a big thanks to Brother Trucker for coming back. It's been too long since you joined us in Studio One. Good to have you here tonight. And we're going to have one more, I think, from the band.
I kicked the crap out of a kid in an AC/DC suit behind the big green dumpster of the kitchen of the place we were. He's washing dishes with his brother, and I acting like it just don't hurt. We enlisted out duster, got a full tank of gasoline. I paid her little gift sister $2 just to make her play. The little rats are gonna get it, cause there's empty soil under the sea. We're living in the middle, joint out the window, and the pretty identical twin sister sitting in the back seat, a rolling in a wood pan wagon, muffler in the coat hanger, sparking in a second, purple on the corner of the club. clerk still watching 20 miles an hour in the traffic that we're blocking by the quick trip. I come to a 7 to 11, got a fresh pack of 40 ounce of sack of full of heaven. Second shift is shrinking and my rear view getting smaller as my pocket burns a hole with my very last dollar. Bunnies at the bar, they've been drinking there for hours. It's the working lunch, eating dinner, Michael John Fitzpatrick. Just don't hurt. I sent the rusted out of duster, got a full tank of gasoline. I paid her little kid sister $2 just to make her clean. The little brat's a woman, get it, posters empty, someone under the sea. We're looking like the Malibu John and Belinda and the pretty identical twin sister sitting in the back seat of one and a wood panel wagon with the muffler and the cool. Parking in a second, vote on the corner of the park street, watching 20 miles an hour in the traffic that we're blocking by the quick trip. We're going to a 7 to 11, got a fresh pack of 40 ounce, a sack up full of heaven. Second shift is shrinking in my rear view, getting smaller as my pocket burns a hole with my very last dollar. Buddies at the bar, they've been drinking there for hours. Hits the parking lot, needing dinner and a shower, man.
Thank you.
You guys are really good. Thanks so much. Thank you. I love that, man. Thank you.
One more? Long tradition of playing one more after you go off.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You got it?
Very rarest of rare, it's a Brother Trucker love song about our late Dodge Prospector van. It was a 1985 named Lulu Bell II. And it goes like this. It's called Burning, appropriately enough.
Shining down upon my skin, my eyes are firmly fixed on down the road. See my pretty baby blowing kisses in my head, and I taste the honey sweetness in my soul. I taste the honey sweetness in my soul. Flowing moaning low against my engine skin, my baggies bleeding against my radio. Can't make out a solitary word that's being said, but the rhythm's speaking clearly to my soul. A hungry rhythm speaking to my soul. I'm gonna burn. I'm burning. I'm gonna burn. I'm burning.
tides. Reeds of death with rolling in my weeds. His black smoke like a cyclone puts a shiver to my soul, cause I know just how that smokestack feeds. I know just how that smokestack feeds. Petrol station sign floats in a purple sky. It hovers like a drunken UFO. Inches till I'm empty, baby, miles till I'm home. Like dice, I let my four wheels roll. Like dice, I let my four wheels roll. I'm gonna burn. I'm burning. I'm gonna burn. I'm burning. Like a John Burns.
Thanks very much. Thank you.